Hey, what's going on, friends? It is time for the Lost Zane Recordings free view. I kind of changed that up there. Normally I say, it's a free view of the Lost Zane Recordings, but I don't even know what I'm doing right now. I have no idea what's happening. Hey, what's going on, friends? I've got a free view of the Lost Zane Recordings. I'm changing it up this time. I'm actually going to play the very last segment of this show from June 27th, 2016, because Pellerito wrote that in the show notes, this segment, it says, pro teams in the desert, world's ugliest dog. These are all the things we talked about. Take out the trash. Eric bans people for cream pies. Julius laughs uncontrollably. Quizzing the show and miscellaneous facts. Okay. So I figured I would play this for you, and you can check that out. Now, if you ever want the full edition of the Lost Zane Recordings, it's 3 hours each radio show that I publish on my Patreon. And, of course, I make it available on Mondays and on Fridays for you. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/Eric Zane to check that out. I also each week, this is all during the week, 5 Patreon bonus podcasts after the free podcast. Those are usually 30 to 40 minutes of content every single day. The Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer trivia game, that comes out on Tuesday, where Throat/Dale takes you, the Patreon members, on in trivia for cash. Thursday, I release the Insane Asylum, my 2-hour music-driven radio show on Northern Michigan's Q100. You get it, no commercials, and before it even airs. And then Friday, of course, you got another edition of the Lost Zane Recordings, and then the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Wow. No, seriously, it's like 12, 13, 14 hours, depending on the week, of material each week. Oh, there you go. Try it out for $5 or $10 a month. $5 a month is all audio. $10 a month is audio, video, live streams. And if it sucks, cancel it. You get the rest of that month. If you like it, convert it to a year or let it ride. I don't care. Convert it to a year and I'll save you 10%. There you go. That's it. That's my big commercial. Enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane Recordings.
No. But there's also the caveat. Well, you know, we'll tell you after free agency starts. Because we talked about how they ended up dumping all of Datsuk's money. So he's now in Arizona.
Technically, yep, he technically is a Coyote.
And that's what they're Arizona Coyotes.
Mm-hmm. He'll never
they're
play
not Phoenix
them,
anymore.
Nope. That changed a couple years ago.
Can you imagine? Well, I wonder how much longer the contract is for. I mean, how many years?
One season.
Just one.
If I'm not mistaken, yeah, just one season. So it was like they needed that money right now because of all the free agents that are coming up right now, namely Steven Stamkos, the big one.
I can't figure out what they were thinking in Arizona. Maybe they're thinking if they're actually good enough to be in contention for the playoffs and they need an extra push, they can reach out to him and say, look, we're going to give you...
I don't think that's going to happen.
And then we're going to give you this much more money. But this guy, he's probably made out of money.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. He's never going to play for another team besides the Red Wings. That's just not... He's much less Coyote, or the Coyotes, rather. The only they just needed... There's a salary floor, which means you have to spend at least a certain amount of money. And Coyotes needed to get to that level.
You have to spend a certain amount.
Yep.
Okay.
You can't spend over a certain amount, but you have to spend at least a certain amount, too.
And so basically, does that mean that they're just throwing in the towel on the season before it starts? That's what it sounds like to me.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. Well, that's why you don't put a hockey team in Phoenix.
Well, they just put one in Las Vegas, though.
Yes, that is true.
But, you know, you have a lot of different... you have a really diverse population of Las Vegas. People from all parts of the country go to Las Vegas.
And like Phoenix, or I guess the Coyotes, weren't even that bad last year. They finished fourth place in their division. But I think they are just throwing in the towel. But yeah, I mean, like you said, Las Vegas, that's an attraction. It's going to be one of the, like, going to a Britney Spears show or something.
Right. Let's go see Carrot Top and then the Coyotes. Or let's go see the Carrot Top and whatever they're going to name this team.
The Las Vegas Gamblers. That'd be fun. Or the Bandits. They're probably going to name them something cartoony like the Bandits.
Because of slot machine reference, one arm.
Bandit, yeah.
Oh, God. The Dealers.
There you go. Ugh.
So the world's ugliest dog was... named. And Julius, we looked at the dog and we've decided that they're just not taking care of the dog. that's how this became
The ugliest dog in the world?
They just, it's neglect. They should say, I have it, the world's most neglected dog. It's a 17-year-old Chinese crested chihuahua. It looks like it has no fur.
Blind, yeah.
Blind, goes to the bathroom everywhere. Dog should be euthanized. It should have been. It's got a sore on her. Look, it's talking about the health issues. It says it right here. A sore on her leg, oozing pus. Their words. Now, what the hell? So basically, they take the dog that's the most neglected and say, look, it, you're the winner.
Yay.
The 28th annual World's Ugliest Dog Contest was Friday night. Winner was this dog, a 17-year-old dog named Sweet Pea Rambo. Dog has to wear diapers. Has a blonde mohawk. It is atrocious. The owner, the guy who's completely neglecting the dog, is 44-year-old Jason Wirtz from Encino. He won $1,500, probably the most money he's going to make all year. I take it back. He says it's going toward removing a tumor in her mouth.
It's 17 years old. How many more years does this dog actually have? I'm surprised.
It'll be dead by the end of the week. It's going to be buried with Ralph Stanley.
Everyone lost money on that bet. How did this dog last 17 years? I think he has more problems than just a tumor. Poor little guy, though. I kind of feel bad for the dog, though. Blind, his foot's just...
Ugh. It's all
pussy.
Ugh. Hideous. You're right, I feel bad, too. This story, a woman wanted her son to take out the trash last week because the trash can was overflowing. Do you do this in your house? You pretend you don't see it? No, I know you. You probably take it out every time.
Well, yeah. Eventually, yeah.
But he wouldn't listen to her, so she decided to communicate in his language. She took a picture of the garbage can and posted it on is it Imgur? Imgur? How do you say it?
Imgur. I'm pretty sure it's Imgur.
Imgur. With the caption, D, this is your mom. Please take out the trash. The photo got tons of likes from people on the site, quickly made it to the front page, and the kids saw it and took out the trash.
Ugh. Did you see the picture of the trash can? It's disgusting.
Pretty bad.
Like, he should be doing more than just taking out the garbage can, let me put it that way.
Yeah. The mom posted an update afterwards, said, thanks, my son is a 20-year-old. She adds, is on the autism spectrum. He's very high-functioning, but sometimes just reminding him doesn't work. Oh. She had to post that because, you know, everybody was saying terrible things about him. Awful, awful things. I had to ban people yesterday because I posted a video. I posted a video of the dogs waking up Jackie and Ernie for mass.
Oh, yeah?
And some people just have to ruin it. They just have to. There's probably 100 comments, and there was probably 7 deletions and one or two banning. Unbelievable.
That's why you don't put trust in people. I've stopped trusting people a long time ago.
Well, and the thing is, my family is very, very funny. I have a funny bunch of people, and there has developed a desire. People love them, especially, well, all of them. I mean, they just, it's a dynamic that's fun at my house. It always has been. I mean, we have our ups and downs, make no mistake. Yesterday was a very bad day at our house after that fun moment. I mean, it was just fighting like you wouldn't believe. But I share that stuff because it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then... When I see the word cream pie on the comments, that's a problem. Okay? You can't write cream pie at any one point.
What if they're talking about the dessert?
Well, for the context of this radio show on the FCC, let's just assume it was talking about the dessert.
Is there a dessert? I'm afraid of Google.
Well, that guy's banned. So I lowered the ban hammer on him, Doan.
Yeah, there's oatmeal cream pies.
Thank you, Doan. I'm glad you cleared that up for everybody. Tyler Doan. Tyler, let me ask you something, buddy. As I have now, I'm off of that.
Oh, those look
that
good.
Rant. Come on.
I'm being serious.
I know you want one.
Oatmeal raisin cookies are my favorite.
A bunch of animals is what you are, and that's a fact. Doan, how do you feel about your performance today?
I feel pretty good about it.
Okay, now you remember last time we had this discussion?
I do.
Something you did. We talked about positive things, and then you went all derp on the rest of the podcast. It was completely mangled.
It's good today.
How far along are you?
I have the first 3 hours posted.
Look at you. You and the Dave Jackanet Efficiency Award right there. You have made him a happy man, and me too. All right. Saving this for last while we're on the subject. There are some facts about your number two that you need to know. WebMD just put up a quiz about this exact thing that we all have in common. I will quiz you.
Go ahead. I'm ready.
Your number two should always be, this is a true or false. Your number two should always be an S shape. True or false?
False.
Don't?
False.
Why do you guys say that? Do you have any knowledge or just guessing?
I'm just guessing. I don't know.
I just guessed what Julius guessed.
You're correct.
Oh, yeah.
You're correct. Okay. Toxins can build up in your body if you don't do number two daily. Okay, true or false? Toxins can build up in your body if you don't do number two daily.
True.
True.
False.
What?
But you're considered constipated if you do it less than three times a week.
Three times a week.
If that's it, if you do it three times a week, that's
terrible.
That is the worst.
Try three times a day.
At least two for me, man. I mean, come on. Eat a salad. Drink some water, you slob. How long does it take something once you eat it to leave the system?
12 hours.
18.
Don't is closer. 1 to 3 days.
Oh, wow. I don't believe that.
True or false? Only brown poo is healthy.
Fiction.
So false?
False, yeah.
Why would you say answer fiction? I said true or false, and you go fiction.
Well, it could be fiction.
True or false?
False.
Don't.
False.
Green.
That is correct. It says lots of colors are fine. But then it says black, white, gray, or red might be a sign you should go to the doctor.
Oh, really?
All right. Finally here. Four things America could have done. Completely different topic. We're emptying the cupboard right here. Four things America could have done with a $1.45 trillion dollar amount that we're spending on a stealth jet. The military is spending $1.45 trillion to develop a stealth jet. That's enough to give every single... Okay, here you go. These are great facts about what they could have done with that money. It's very cool, but it's an insane amount of money. So what else could we do with that $1.45 trillion? Now think about that. A stealth jet, $1.45 trillion. If you ever wonder about how much money flows through this country, through our tax dollars, think about the $1.45 trillion in development for a stealth jet. That's enough to give every single one of us $4,500. Could you use $4,500?
Yes.
If the government said, you know what, we're going to scrap that and every American gets a bonus. $4,500.
A freedom bonus?
Absolutely.
Go for a freedom bonus.
You could pick up every single person's medical bills for 4 years. 4 years. Instantly wipe out all student loan debt in the country with enough left over to wipe out 20% of everyone's credit card debt. I don't think you should do that one.
Oh, I think you should.
No, you shouldn't. If you had to take the loan, you pay it back. That's my opinion. Ending poverty, ending hunger, yes. Healthcare, yes. Free money, yes. Paying for all the damage caused by the next 14 massive natural disasters.
That one's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Because some of the natural disasters, they just ravage these areas.
How hard would it be to simply say, you know what, we're going to sit tight on the $1.45 trillion stealth jet, and we're going to rebuild Flint and compensate all of the victims? How? I mean, seriously?
You could rebuild the city of Detroit many times over.
There's a lot we could do. I'm not, you know, I love our military, but it's just one jet.
Yeah. Like that, how much are we in debt right now? $8 trillion?
Yeah, where do we get that money? Where does it come from in the first place?
The national debt calculator says we're at $17.8 trillion.
Oh, my God. Final words on this Twitter poll, whether or not Ken Holland is a good general manager. Everybody still thinks he is. He passes the sniff test. Clearly by about 20 percentage points.
20 percentage points.
Isn't that right? What do you have? Mine didn't update.
You're right. It moved up 60 to 40.
Well, I'm not saying for sure. I was just arguing with
you.
I was playing devil's advocate to your opinion of, you know.
I think we'll see come Friday, Saturday.
I think that's fair. I mean.
But right now, I mean, he could go and just waste all that money between now and the start of the season. Just spend it on crap players that no one wants. Or he could sign some good players like Stephen Sanders.
So if it isn't a big name marquee player, you're saying, I mean, it's got to be almost like Datsyuk for marquee player is what you're saying.
Exactly. You can't go into the season with who's your star player.
Yeah.
Larkin, he's 19, 20.
Yep.
Athanasiou, he's still young.
Yeah, these guys are all, they need more experience.
Zetterberg is old. His body can't carry on for a whole season. Advocator's not a star player per se. They don't have like a go-to scorer. Yep. Steven Stamkos scores like 40 goals a season when he's healthy.
What is his age? How old of a guy is he?
26. He's not an old guy. He's my age.
Oh, yeah.
Born in 1990.
This is a marquee deal. All right. It's worth pointing out that when we get off the air here, we're going to record an extra podcast segment discussing only Game of Thrones. If you are not caught up, don't listen to it. We're discussing everything that went on in last night's season finale. And
what a season finale it was.
And basically what we were thinking, some of the great scenes in it and throughout this entire season. It is radio specifically, podcast specifically for people who watch Game of Thrones. So basically, where you find the podcast, you'll have hour one, hour two, hour three, hour four. By the way, you guys are like putting individual titles for each segment. That's good stuff there. Was that a Doan thing or was that a Julius thing? Raise your hand.
I think it was a Doan thing.
Doan took taking initiative. What a day for you. You also have the full show, and it's brought to you all by American RV. Thanks to them for saving the day. Thanks to Bill for calling up. He's back from his vacation, ready to go.
He was well rested.
He was. He was extremely fired up. He got very agitated at Julius. Accused him of being negative. I'm not going to go that far.
He's accusing me of being negative. What does that say? I must be negative.
I thought you were fine.
I thought I was fine, too.
Keep it up. I think you're doing a great job. As we build this thing from the ground up, tomorrow we're back with another brand new show. As always, 800-785-1073. Bill in at 3 o'clock. Please check out The Huge Show. If you listen to this show, if you're like the type who's... we've got Dan Patrick coming up at 10. Then you got Rome coming up at noon. Stick around for those shows. And then Billy checks it out. Checks in here at 3 o'clock. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, that's it. The free view of the Lost Zane recordings. I hope you enjoyed it. I thank you for the time. Full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you so much for supporting the show, even with just your time. It means the world to me. Thank you so much. Till next time, Chad Zumok still sucks. See ya. Bye.